Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Cloudy today, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a steady temperature around 20 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 9. Saturday, sunny with a high near 29. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 13. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 29 degrees. And in the news, today we feature an opinion piece used with permission from Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It states, "It's been 2 full years since the January 6th insurrection and the attempted coup by Donald Trump and his co-conspirators. In Wisconsin, those co-conspirators include Senator Ron Johnson and the 10 false electors who fraudulently swore that they were the actual electors from the Badger State to the Electoral College. 2 years is way too long not to charge these individuals for their role in the most shameful attack on our democracy in our history. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has been woefully tardy in bringing the Justice Department's investigation to fruition and indicting Donald Trump. And here in Wisconsin, our own Attorney General Josh Call and Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozani have also been dragging their feet. We've known about Johnson's perfidious role on January 6th for a long time now, how he tried to intervene with Vice President Pence just minutes before the Electoral College got underway by offering to deliver to Pence the slates of false electors from Wisconsin and Michigan. And just this week, we learned that Johnson, a month earlier, had been urging the Republican legislature in Wisconsin simply to disregard the vote tally and declare Trump the winner. Andrew Hitt, then chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party and one of the false electors, provided the House January 6th Select Committee with a text confirming that Johnson contacted him on December 7th, 2020, with this appallingly anti-democratic idea. Quote, "Ron called me and now is arguing for us to have the legislature choose the electors. OMG," Hitt's text message said. This blatant and sinister effort to disenfranchise the 1,630,866 citizens who voted for Joe Biden in Wisconsin cannot go unprosecuted. Much of the illegal criminal conspiracy took place right here in Dane County, so DA Ozan has jurisdiction. 11 months ago, Law Forward wrote Ozan and urged him to investigate the false electors on several possible grounds, including fraud. The 10 false electors are Carl Bruner, Mary Bluestrin, Daryl Carson, Bill Feehan, Scott Grabens, Andrew Hitt, Kathy Kiernan, Kelly Rush, Robert Spindell, and Pam Travis. Spindell, amazingly enough, still sits on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, but we've heard nothing from Ozan. Attorney General Josh Call also has jurisdiction. His counterpart in Michigan opened an investigation of the false electors there. Why hasn't he done that here? And why is no one, not Ozan, not Call and Garland, investigating Ron Johnson? The January 6th plotters were scheming not only against Joe Biden, but also against our democratic system. They all must be held accountable for their actions, and that includes Wisconsin's own culprits. Enough of the dilly-dallying around. It's time, it's way past time, for the prosecutors to prosecute. Again, that opinion shared by Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.